KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two suspects facing drug dealing charges are due to line up in the Verulam Magistrates Court today. The pair were snapped on Friday during a joint police raid on a suspected drug lab in Phoenix. KZN Hawk spokesperson Sibu Ngane says they acted on information on alleged activities by the notorious Southside gang. He says they first raided a property on Bow Green Close where cocaine and heroin powder were found in the bedroom of a 34-year-old suspect.
The team then proceeded to another target location in Phoenix. The suspect attempted to escape by jumping off the first floor balcony, but was subsequently arrested. A thorough investigation of the second residence revealed that it was being used as a clandestine drug laboratory equipped with illicit substances with an estimated street value of 4,093,000. 22-year-old suspect was consequently arrested and charged with dealing in drugs.
KZN Transport wants police to step in after reports that some motorists in Ladysmith are being harassed for carrying passengers. A notice apparently from the Klip River Scholar Transport Group claims that teachers and private vehicles have been banned from giving pupils lifts. The department's questioned taxi body Santaco over claims that some of its members in KZN have blocked roads and prevented motorists from carrying more than one passenger. The councils deny the allegations, calling them false and misleading. Spokesperson Rebecca Pala says commuters are free to choose who they want to travel with.
We wish to place it on record that Santaco has never issued such communication and has never imposed any mode of transport to the public, and we will never do so. Any individual making such claims is not and has never been speaking on behalf of the council. The council strongly condemns these acts in the strongest terms.
And forecasters say a hurricane lashing the Caribbean islands has re-strengthened into a Category 4 storm. Warnings are in place for the Southeast Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. Residents have been told to brace for life-threatening surf and rip currents. Scientists say Hurricane Erin had reached the highest level on the hurricane wind scale in just over 24 hours after becoming a Category 1 storm. Homes and roads in parts of Puerto Rico are flooded. A recap of our lead story. Two suspects facing drug dealing charges are due to line up in the Verulam Magistrates Court today. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.